Chapter 5. Lottie was very sad. She wanted Sarah to wear nice clothes. Lottie went up to the attic. She saw Sarah's room. She cried. "It is a horrible room," Lottie said. "It is not so bad. You can see lots of things from the attic," Sarah said. Lottie and Sarah looked out of the window. There was a big house next door. It was empty. She wanted someone to talk to. Birds landed on the roof. Lottie and Sarah fed the birds. "Do not worry. Close your eyes, Lottie. My room is not in the attic. It is in a big house. It is my own house. It is full of pretty furniture." "It is full of food," Sarah said.
"I believe you," Lottie said.
Lottie went back to her room. She went to sleep. Sarah sat down. She was very sad. A rat came out of the wall. Sarah made friends with the rat. It was her pet. Becky's room was next to Sarah's. She knocked on the wall. Sarah knocked back. It was their way of talking. Sarah showed Ermengarde her pet rat. Ermengarde was very impressed.
"Tell me a story," Ermengarde said.
Sarah did. She made up stories every night. "We cannot come every night. It is dangerous. Miss Minchin can catch us. Miss Minchin will punish us. We need to be careful," Ermengarde and Lottie said. Sarah was on her own. She worked on her own. She ate on her own. She slept on her own. She was like a beggar. She was not a princess. Miss Minchin sent Sarah out of the house. She went to get things for Miss Minchin. A boy saw Sarah. He thought, "That girl is a beggar." He gave her money. Sarah tried to give it back.
"No, you need it," the boy said. His family was very rich.
"Why did you give her money?" his mother asked.
"She looks like a beggar. She is not a beggar. She acts like a rich girl. She acts like a princess," the boy said.
Miss Minchin let Sarah keep Emily. Sarah talked to Emily.
"Emily, I cannot take any more. I want this to end. I do not want to be poor. I do not want to be a maid," Sarah said.
Emily said nothing. She was a doll. Dolls cannot talk. Sarah got angry. She threw Emily on the floor. She cried, "I hate you. You are just a doll. You are no use," Sarah said. She cried for a long time. She felt sad. She picked up Emily. She hugged her.
"I am sorry, Emily," she said.
Sarah sat and looked out of the window. There was someone in the big house. The people were from India. Sarah was excited. Becky came to see Sarah. "A man from India lives next door. He is very ill," Becky said.